Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're not a championship team, like, that's the other thing. I think the one thing that's going to be a philosophical difference is they are really trying to emphasize defense. Well, how come? It's because now they got more defense. Like, Klay Thompson was an offensive player last year. That's all he was. He was not a defensive player. Well, now they have Kyle Anderson and Melton. Well, they're not as offensively as skilled as Klay, there's no doubt about it. But they're going to give you better defense now, and that wins you games.
Okay, I'll give you that, and I'm not saying they're not putting an emphasis on that. But how many times did I tell you I watched that playing game? It was abundantly clear that they had nobody that could create. Like, offense is why they lost to the Kings, Donnie.
Okay, so
and
then
defense too.
If you have a creator problem, why are you playing Wiggins and Kuminga together?
Because I'm being honest.
Come on,
that's
dude.
A great question.
Dude.
I feel like you're selling them a little
they're
short.
They're not playmakers.
Well, what if they get the opportunity to show you they've, especially Kuminga, he's been in the lab. He's got to know that part of his game has had to grow. I'm just, like, Stoney, I hear what you're saying right now, but you're acting like we've already seen 6 months of the season, 5 months of the season, and they're the same. And Wiggins, oh my gosh, Stoney, I think he knows finally what they need him to do.
What do they need?
Be more aggressive.
Okay.
You can come downhill with the best of them.
You won't
we
be
need
competitive.
You to do that more.
You won't be competitive for 82 games.
We don't know that, but based on a track record.
But
this is different. The metal's hitting the road for this team. Klay's out of here. Some things have changed. The Warriors, who they are, just as a whole, is questioned. You didn't make the playoffs. And Andrew Wiggins knows. He probably
knows
won't
what?
Tell you. I was a big part of that.
All right.
The days of you just coasting and K-Wig are over.
Are they?
I hope.
Okay.
Because I believe
I don't know.
Powers to be have told them. Look around. He cut his hair.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just
oh, my God. Looks good. Did you just say what I think you said?
Hey, when I see something, I'm like, he's about business. Kuminga died his. I don't know what that means, but I'm just telling you, Matt, these two guys know.
They are not
you can't come do the same thing.
Players.
Right, I'm not going to fight you on that.
You can't go from not being a great passer
but you
to being
grow.
John Stockton
okay, I got
in
that.
One off season.
What if they've improved?
That's
where I'm at.
Can they improve enough in those areas? I don't know. My initial answer would be, do we really expect Wiggins after 12 years is all of a sudden now going to be able to put it on the floor, get into the lane, help defense comes, and him kick it out to Curry? He can't do it. Like, it's not in his game. It just isn't. Like, what's so hard to believe? Pete has no left hand.
Right, but he still averaged 18, 19 in his 12-year career with no left.
Yeah, averaged 13 last year.
Steiny, he's good, man. And I know you've never said he's not.
He can be good. Nate in San Francisco. What's up, Nate? How you doing, man?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I wasn't sure if somebody maybe mentioned this. I was dealing with some dog stuff, and maybe I didn't hear. Oh. But Kuminga is like 22 this year?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Well, we just drafted some guys that are older than him. And I love that people are excited for him, but we drafted him at 7, and nobody else got him because he's a development guy.
Right.
I mean, he was probably growing up playing soccer, I would think. And, I mean, doing the math, I think maybe he's probably only been playing basketball for like 6 or 7 years at this point.
Yep.
And we got to slow the roll a little bit. He's got some great skills, but I think he's definitely, you know, got it on point today. He's an ISO player. Same with Wiggs. We gotta realize what we got here. They grew up, or at least Kuminga sounds like he grew up idolizing Kobe. And, you know, that guy never passed to the perimeter. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go with, you know, line up by committee. And, we'll see. Because I think Pods is the only, like you said, he's the only connector out there besides Draymond.
Wow. Yeah, and I think
it's going to be some tough decisions.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. I think Anderson's a connector, too.
Yeah, connect. I like
for sure.
Connector.
Right.
That's big.
So, I don't know what we do.
I'm getting it on the text line just about Guru. It's been 4 years. It's really had. This will be four for Kuminga. Like, he hadn't shown you. And, again, Steiny, I'm just going off what he was saying to Anthony Slater. I'm like, man, Kuminga, you're not saying anything offensive, but, dude. Maybe he went to his room and heard Draymond talk and heard Kerr talk about how dire it is that you try to get the necessary skill set or improvement to be the three, but right now you're not it, buddy. And Draymond's saying you can't be four.
And see, what I blame, not blame, but here's where I think that fans miss the boat on players like Kuminga. And that is, if you're going to draft a kid who's 18 years old without a basketball foundation, you can't give up on him at 21 or 22. Like, I understand that part of it, because nobody wants to hear this, but the only chance he's got to be a star, it's not going to come until he's 25.
Are you willing to pay $190 million?
I don't have to make that decision.
Wow.
I wouldn't do it now, and it doesn't look like the Warriors are going to do it now. So you've got to hope that he handles not getting an extension in a positive way. He takes advantage of all his opportunities, and by the end of the year, we're saying, well, Kuminga's, he's the new starting three. Or even if it's, well, Kuminga's can only play four. I don't know, but we're in year four, so it's got to be time to figure it out.
And Steiny, I gotta think.
But if you're not listening,
they're disappointed that if 25 is the number that they're looking at for this kid,
they shouldn't have been. They drafted him at 18, and he didn't have a foundation. You don't just get that in 2 years, Goo.
Yeah, no, I get it. But waiting 7 years, I don't believe was in. I don't think that was part of. Had they known that's how long it's going to be, they would have did something else. Like, that's too long.
Well,
for
that's
me.
On them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give him a break for that.
But help him get up to speed, too. This is a two-way street.
Goo, they drafted Kuminga at the height of their dynasty. He wasn't going to play. They knew that. And they thought they were going to develop him. I actually think Kuminga's
on pace.
He's improved fine over the course of his career. But I don't, like, he's not ready to be the second-best player on a team that's one of the top six in the NBA.
Well, we're really going to find out where they're at with him, if either this year or next year, Steiny, because somebody's got to pay him. That's what we're going to really, you know what I mean? Like, the scoreboard of Kuminga, and you could totally be right, but okay, you bypass it this year, which I understand. I don't know how you can feel confident doing it right now, Steiny.
Well, if you can get him for a good number, I would do it now.
Well,
I'd love to get him for 25 a year.
But that would his. I don't. You come on now.
Well, That's
I think he thinks he's the man and on par.
Well, he's not. Like, he's just not. He's not. He's certainly not right now. And we'll see if he can be in 3 or 4 years. Alexander is in Chicago.
Shy.
What's up, Alexander? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Glad to hear you guys back talking Warrior basketball. Personally, man, I am excited about this season because I do think the Warriors, they have gotten better simply because they got younger. I really like that we got a lot of young guys, and we got a couple guys coming in with good size, the 6'9", you know, 6'7". You know, we got some length and we got some young guys, man. So I'm liking us going into the next season. I think that's going to be good for Steph to, you know, get out and do what he needs to do. However, the situation with Jonathan Kuminga, and I heard you all kind of mention it a little bit earlier on the show. The kid just hasn't really stapled himself on either side of the basketball. You know what I'm saying? We don't necessarily know if he's an offensive player or if he's a defensive player. And it's just like what the guy was saying earlier. He's so athletic. He should be, you know, second team defense at least. You know what I'm saying? Second team defense, or, you know, he making that run for first team all defense, just on the defensive side of the basketball, really stapling himself. Because personally, I don't even see him as an offensive player. His productivity could be more greater on the defensive side of the basketball. Just because of just how fast and athletic he is. You know, the kid can run, he can jump. You know what I'm saying? I think his basketball instincts is definitely not where it could be better, because, you know, he'll do the bad fouls. You know what I'm saying? He's fouling people and arguing with the ref, thinking the ref made the wrong call. Like, nah, bro, you fouled him because he pump fake and you jumped out the gym.
Yeah.
And stuff, just, you know what I'm saying? Just contesting the shot. So it's just like those things, man. If Kuminga, these first, you know, I want to say maybe 15 games, if he could really staple himself, you know what I'm saying, on the defensive side of the basketball, because that's what's going to make Kerr say,
no doubt,
I have to play you.
Yeah. No doubt. Thanks, Alexander. You're right. I mean, I feel like he should have been there. I like his development, but I need to see him rebound more. I need to see him defend much better and more conscientiously and smarter. But listen, my man from Chicago, I am completely with you about excitement this year. And people might think I'm not telling the truth. I am super excited to see this Warrior team next year. And I'll tell you why on the other side.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.